This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados records another homicide following a shooting at Whitehall St. Michael last night. Nearly 3,000 students from across public and private schools will sit the Barbados Secondary School's entrance examination this morning. The Minister of Education encourages students to do their best, noting this is one step in their journey of learning. It's nomination day for the St. James North by-election, as four candidates step forward. And the Barbados Nurses Association joins calls for stronger security measures in public health care. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados has recorded another homicide as a man was shot dead last night at Waterhall No. 2, St. Michael. The deceased has been identified as 40-year-old Nicholas Ethan Jordan. More in this report from Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite.
Police at District A responded to a report of a shooting which occurred at Whitehall No. 2, St. Michael, on Monday the 5th of May, 2025, about 9:30 p.m. Our initial investigations had shown that the deceased arrived at home driving his motor car when he was approached by an assailant who discharged a shot in his direction. That shot fatally injured the victim. A medical doctor was summoned to the scene, and that doctor examined the body and pronounced death. The deceased, who is known to the police, has been identified by a relative as Nicholas Ethan Jordan, 40 years of the said address.
Police Communications Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Nearly 3,000 students across Barbados are sitting the Barbados Secondary School's entrance examination this morning. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw says the Ministry of Education is fully prepared for the administration of the exam, also known as the Common Entrance. She also shared key details about this year's sitting.
This year, a total of 2,981 students are registered to sit the examination. Among them, 16 students have been granted permission to take the exam early at the age of 10. 116 students have requested deferrals. 106 of these are currently in class 3 and are not yet adequately prepared. 10 are from class 4. 36 students have requested exemptions from writing the examination. The ministry has also received 128 special accommodation requests, including provisions for scribes, large print materials, readers, and/or additional time. This represents a decrease from 183 requests in 2024.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Meanwhile, Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman offered words of encouragement to students, reminding them that while the exam is important, it does not define their future. He described it as just one step in a lifelong journey of learning and growth.
There's no need to be nervous. You've spent your time preparing, not just for a test, but for life. Your teachers, families, and communities have all helped to guide you to this point, and they will continue to support you long after this exam is over. Believe in yourself. Walk into the examination room knowing that you are capable, you are ready, and you are more than this moment. Give of your best. Stay calm. Stay focused. And always aim for personal excellence. We, the country, believe in you. To our dedicated teachers, we thank you. You have given tirelessly of your time, talent, and energy, sparing no effort to prepare our students for this moment in time.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. The Barbados Union of Teachers has also extended best wishes to the students. President Rudy Lovell commended the dedication of teachers who helped prepare them and assured students that regardless of the outcome, they have made their parents, guardians, and teachers proud.
I extend best wishes to all the students sitting the Barbados Secondary School entrance examination. This moment represents another chapter in these students' academic journey, and we commend them for the dedication, focus, and resilience they have shown along the way. We also commend the teachers who have worked tirelessly in guiding them over the past couple of years. This exam is just one chapter in these students' journey of growth and discovery. They should approach it with confidence, courage, and a positive spirit. Students, believe in your abilities, stay focused, and most importantly, believe in yourself. Regardless of what happens, your teachers and family are proud of you. All the best in today's exam.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. Principal of Providence Elementary School, Kiran Matani, is throwing her support behind the Ministry of Educational Transformation's efforts at reform. The St. George-based private school was home to last year's top girl in the 11-plus examination, Ariana Bascom, but that success has not guaranteed Matani's unwavering belief in the exam set for this morning.
Even though there is merit to having an examination at the end of your formal primary education, I think that it still is unfair to a certain regard that we are sort of streaming the students into different schools depending on this one-day exam. So I fully support the direction that the ministry is going in trying to find some better means of assessing students over the last couple years of their elementary schooling, their primary schooling. And I definitely think that the direction that the ministry is going in is, it makes sense. I think that we having students go to some sort of middle school and then choose a school of excellence, it seems to be a fair way of proceeding.
Matani further said she was hoping the reform took shape soon and encouraged schools to focus more on inclusion of varying skills by students.
I think that all schools need to be more inclusive, regardless of ability of the student. Some may be more academic, some may be more sports inclined, some may be more arts and music inclined. And I think that having a mixture of students in one school is more beneficial. It's how we interact with the world. It will give students more exposure as well and fully support the way that they're going in. It's a difficult task, of course, to change what our current system is to that particular direction. But I'm hoping that in the next couple of years that we actually make those changes.
Principal at Providence Elementary School, Kiran Matani. It's nomination day for the next representative of St. James North. Four candidates are expected to converge at the Gordon Greenwich Primary School as they seek nomination to replace the outgoing Edmund Hinkson, who resigned from elective politics last month. At 10 a.m., the Democratic Labour Party's Felicia Dujon will be first out of the blocks, followed by Barbados Labour Party's Chad Blackman, and then Bajan Free Party's Alex Mitchell and Independent Stephanie Williams. The St. James North by-election is set for May 21st. The Barbados Nurses Association, BNA, is adding its voice to calls for a review of security protocols across the public healthcare system. This follows an appeal by the National Union of Public Workers in the wake of a recent prisoner escape from the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. President of the BNA, Dr. Faye Paris, pointed to previous incidents that have threatened the safety of healthcare workers. She stressed the need for a more proactive approach and a comprehensive plan to ensure staff protection.
We know that there has been an increased incidence of violence that relates to patients that can impact negatively on nurses. So we would have made a call during the last social partnership meeting that consideration be given to having some means of protection for community health nurses when they go into a person's home, as well as we also know that there has been the growing violence, which would require us to come together and to think about solutions instead of being reactive. Because when the occurrence happened at psychiatric hospital, then things were put in place. When things happened at the polyclinic last year, February, things were put in place to stem that tide. But what we need to do is a comprehensive assessment so that we can be proactive.
President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Dr. Faye Paris. And finally, Israel's Security Cabinet has approved a plan to expand its military offensive against Hamas, which includes the capture of Gaza and the holding of its territories. And that's according to an Israeli official. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the cabinet had decided on a forceful operation to destroy Hamas and rescue its remaining hostages, and that Gaza's 2.1 million population will be moved to protect it. He did not say how much territory would be seized by troops, but he stressed that they will not enter and come out. Recapping the headlines, Barbados records another homicide following a shooting at Whitehall St. Michael last night. Nearly 3,000 students from across public and private schools will sit the Barbados Secondary School Entrance Examination this morning. The Minister of Education encourages students to do their best, noting this is one step in their journey of learning. It's nomination day for the St. James North by-election as four candidates step forward. And the Barbados Nurses Association joins calls for stronger security measures in the public healthcare system. And that was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp. Add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. Carol Taupin, good morning.